If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through the Acts of the Apostles on this fifth week of Easter. Let us continue to recognize your Spirit is moving and to be filled with your Spirit that we may serve others. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we look at today's reading, and this is from the 14th chapter of Acts, and we're seeing there that Paul is speaking to the people, and he is being, obviously persecuted. And remember, he's being persecuted by the Jews. We have to understand that within context. Why are the Jews persecuting him? Because they consider him acting blasphemously. They are in their own mind serving God, and in doing so, they are thinking that they are protecting the purity of their faith. So the reason why I bring that up is, remember this, the Jews are not acting maliciously. They're acting out of their understanding because they aren't able to understand that this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And so you can see why I'm constantly bringing up the idea of being rooted in prayer, because we have to be rooted in prayer as we learn from the saints, because that leads us to be inspired by the Holy Spirit so that we may understand the movement of the Spirit in our own lives and in the lives of others. And that's important, because if we don't, we can become, this is something the Pope is speaking out against, we can become rigid, connected to texts. And I want to explain this within context. Rigid, connected to texts, and maybe a better word would be text, and not understand the movement of the Spirit, which goes beyond the text. One of the teachings of the church is the church is never going to do anything that is against the scriptures. However, the scriptures are not the fullness of everything the Lord is doing in our lives. Now, how do I know that? Well, we can read that with the last letter of John. And the last letter of John makes it very clear that Jesus did so much more than is written down in Scripture. And there's more teaching there and everything else. And as I've taught you before, St. Augustine, and this is quoted by St. Thomas Aquinas, taught that the whole concept that's written in this last line of John, that there wouldn't be enough books in the world to hold all that Jesus had done. What that really means is that what's limited is not so much book space, but our ability to understand everything that Jesus does, and that ability grows generation by generation. So that's one of the things that both Augustine taught and St. Thomas Aquinas, inspired by Augustine, taught, and of course so many others. So that's why what you see is this intense protection by the Jews, because they don't understand the movement of the Spirit at the time that we see in this reading. And we have to be patient with that and understand that. So that's one of the reasons why I always bring up this whenever in the, especially the Gospel of John, and here we're seeing Acts, that whole thing, well, the Jews did that and the Jews did this. Well, yeah, because this is the reason why. And if you turn around and say, well, that's what the Jews did, then you miss the point of anyone will do this. And it happens in our own church right now. There are people who hold to this very intense text, a concept of text, not texts, but text. In other words, this is what is written. This is what we must do. But the Bible itself tells us, but there's so much beyond this that you never go beyond, below that standard that is written in Scripture, but you can go far more deeply into it to have a better understanding of what it is that's happening. And this is what's going on in this Acts of the Apostles. You've got the Barnabas and Paul who are preaching the word, but the Jews at the time are being protective of their faith. They don't understand it. So therefore, they are attacking Paul and Barnabas. But because of that, what happens is the door gets open to the Gentiles, which is part of go out into the whole world and preach the gospel. So you can see this is a very powerful moment. And this is something that happens with the Lord. The Lord uses everything in order to bring his will about. Even people who attack the Lord and his people will, through their attack, will eventually come to see the glory of the Lord. It's very important that we understand that principle. We'll be back right after this. You know, our program is giving the message of the gospel to those who aren't able to attend Mass, but more so to people like yourselves who may be in that group of those who aren't able to attend, who are looking for that extra support or that extra understanding of the word. And that's why our program exists. We're here to spread his word, as we're called to do. And this is the reason for our program, to bring God's message to people like yourselves so that you can bring it to others. But we can't do this alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be a part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. And if you want to do so, please contact me at St. Anthony Parish. You can find me through the website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org, or at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Either way, you can contact me. Okay, so we're talking about this powerful reality that because of this persecution, what happens is now the message is being spread to the Gentiles. And because of that moment, and many moments that are involved in this, is the reason why I'm speaking to you today. Because remember, up until that time where the message got spread to the Gentiles, totally up until that time, the message was strictly for the Jews. And so by the Jews, and I just explained to you why they rejected the message at first, the reason is because what's happened is that the Lord now uses their trepidation and their being protective of the text, uses it to spread his message. And always know that all those people who are constantly trying to silence the church, eventually you're going to see all of that's going to be reversed on them. And when it is reversed on them, then they're going to see that the Lord used all their resistance for the spreading of his word. So it's a powerful message that goes on, and we need to understand and to trust in that. Although, let's be honest, sometimes when we're going through that deep crucible, as Sirach 2 says, that crucible of humiliation, it can be very difficult to hold on to that vision. But that is, in fact, the truth. I've told you before that we used to use an expression called flipping it, where we'd see people who would be attacking the church, and all of a sudden the Lord would just flip it back on them. It was amazing. And so we used to call it flipping it. And so there, and it comes from, it, the principle comes from a short story called The Hint of an Explanation. I've talked to you about that before. You definitely read that short story, The Hint of an Explanation. And one of the stories, one of the lines in the story, and I don't remember the exact line, but it is basically that evil goes so far and then it falls in on itself, because evil itself is not a strong power that it can overpower God. Can't. So we recognize that and we see that. So what we're seeing here is this attack on Paul and Barnabas, very vicious attack, but it leads them to continue in serving the Gentiles. And so the message is being spread to the whole world. And, you know, it's very possible we're going through a time right now where that message is on the verge of being flipped again. Because as you see, for the past several hundred years, people have been rooted in materialism. There is no spirituality. But that materialism only goes so far. And ultimately, people can stop and say, well, what's the proof of that? And there is none. And they'll say, well, there's no proof of the existence of God. Well, actually, that isn't exactly true. But the further response is, what is the proof that all that exists is what you can see? There isn't anything. And as a matter of fact, that can be disproved quite powerfully. And so that's what we do. We recognize that deeper understanding of who we are that has been led us to understand it, while the world is sitting there saying, nope, there's nothing beyond what we can see, and going, there comes a point we just go, you realize that makes no logical sense, don't you? And that's pretty much the point we're in right now. We are literally in the point where we can look at the people, say there's nothing beyond what we can see, and go, you know, that makes no logical sense. You do know that, right? We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.